word of God that we look at for today is the prophet Nathan coming to King David after King David had committed adultery and murder. Taken from 2 Samuel chapter 12. Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, "There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of its own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man, who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him." So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die. And he shall restore fourfold for the lamb, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping, and gave you the house of Israel in Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the command of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife and have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up adversity against you from your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, before the sun." So David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die." And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Lead us in the way of truth. Your word is truth. Amen. And please be seated. You've probably heard the expression before, they got away with murder. I'm sure that statement was even used in some people's conversations around the world yesterday. Well, that phrase isn't new to our day and time. It is as old as the sun, and it goes all the way back to King David. King David had committed adultery. King David had committed murder. A baby had been born to him out of wedlock, and he thought that he had gotten away with it. It must have been a hard year for King David after those events had happened in his life. And in one of the Psalms, he gives us a sneak peek into his heart, into what he was thinking during that year of difficulty that he was going through. Psalm 32 says it this way, as David said, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer." David's conscience was working, but it wasn't working very well because it was dull. And so for almost a year, God permitted David to live in his sin. It's then that the Lord sends the prophet Nathan into David's life. And the prophet Nathan comes to David and he shares with him what I just shared with you a little bit ago from God's word. The parable A rich man having many sheep and cattle. A poor man having one little lamb. A guest came to that rich man, and instead of taking one of his many sheep or cattle, he took the only little lamb that belonged to that poor man. He slaughtered it, and he gave it to his guest for a feast. You see, to this point in time, the forgiveness of sin or absolution needed to be withheld from King David because he was trying to hide his sin. He was trying to cover up his sin. And it was only after King David admitted, "I have sinned against the Lord," was the prophet Nathan then able to share the forgiveness of sin with David. "The Lord has taken away your sin." I'm so happy that in Scripture, God doesn't hide the sins of his people like King David. Because King David is a picture of you and of me. When you cheat on your homework or a test, you think you're getting away with it. When you're sexually active with someone that you're not married to outside of the confines of marriage, you think you're getting away with it. David committed adultery. And sometimes in our hearts, we can get a little Pharisaical too, and we might say to ourselves, "Well, I've never broken the sixth commandment because I've never physically committed adultery with anybody." We think we're getting away with it. And yet God in his word in Matthew 5 says, "Anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." David committed murder. And in our hearts sometimes we may say, "Well, I've kept the fifth commandment. I've never physically killed anybody." We think we're getting away with it. But God's word says in 1 John 3, "Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer." And God's word comes to us, and God's word reveals our sin. I'm so glad that you and I have people in our lives who are like King David, or I should say like the prophet Nathan to King David, who pointed out his sin. Maybe it's a friend who sometimes shares with you your sin. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a professor. Or maybe it's a pastor that points out and reveals to us our sin. The hymn that we're singing for today falls right into this category, the section of confession and absolution, a beautiful hymn that we sang a couple of verses to and we will sing a couple of verses of here in just a moment. A beautiful hymn on confession and absolution. If you've gone through Lutheran instruction and you went through Luther's small catechism and you came to the Office of the Keys, in which Luther asked the question, "What is confession?" He answered it by saying these two parts. One, that we confess our sins. And the other, that we receive absolution or forgiveness from the pastor or confessor as from God himself. And in no way doubt, but firmly believe that our sins are forgiven before our Father in heaven. If you ever doubt God's love for you, if you ever doubt the forgiveness of sin that God has given to you, simply go to the cross, because it's at the cross that we see God's exquisite love for us. It's at the cross that we don't have to doubt at all about the forgiveness of our sin, but rather know that God's Son took the full wrath that we deserved because of our sin upon himself. And at the cross, Jesus could. Jesus would. And Jesus did forgive you of all of your sin. Sometimes we confess our sins together as a group. Sometimes we do it privately. Sometimes we receive the forgiveness of sins as a group. And sometimes we receive it privately. It's my privilege today, as we have looked at our sin and we have opened up and revealed our sin to ourselves, to be able to proclaim God's pronouncement of absolution or forgiveness to you. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to you, and He has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, shall be now and forevermore. Amen. And please rise. And for our prayer today, we simply use words of King David, words from Psalm 51 that he expressed after he had received the forgiveness of his sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Amen.